Hi, I'm Leanne Blaney, adventure coach, speaker, and award-winning author. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast, where we are having conversations about what might be holding you back and how to move forward to achieve your dream life. Come along on a journey and set yourself up by having freedom in your choices, becoming grounded and centered, and learn how to speak from the heart. For more information, go to leanneblaney.com. Let's ignite your life. Deborah Hill is a business strategist and coach who excels at getting under the hood of her clients' businesses. With a special knack for uncovering core business drivers, she has made it her mission to enable entrepreneurs to step out confidently and grow a profitable business they love. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, it's lovely to be here. Thank you, Leanne.
You're really welcome, because I'm really excited to talk to you today about our theme of women in business. But first, do you want to have a little explain to our listeners and just what about women in business and how you actually became to be a woman in business?
Okay, so how did I become a woman in business? Well, I was in corporate first before I started my business life as a entrepreneur and a business coach. I was actually in corporate and I got to exec level, which meant many hours and lots of work. And family circumstances arrived that changed my whole aspect of my life. And I decided to leave corporate and start my own thing. And that's how I ended up to being a woman in business. I have had, up to then, I had a number of friends, actually, who had their own businesses. So I had worked with them and been across them for many years. So I understood the challenges, if you like, as well as the opportunities for a woman to be in business. And I started my new role and my new business, and I just ran from there. And it's been lots of fun.
Yeah, love it. And you bringing that up sort of is the point that a lot of women have been in corporate or government jobs or just jobs that they don't like anymore, and they've gone into business because they're just not connecting or feeling it in the previous job, and they want to do something to get out there and actually heal the world or get their message across, haven't they?
Yeah, you're right. Most of nearly every woman I work with has made the decision, and it's life-changing. Almost the decision they make. It's not made lightly, because they know when they step out of their government job or their corporate job or their business role, they are moving into a world where money is not assured and there is risk, and sometimes quite a lot of risk. And it can be very scary. But despite that, despite all those negative things, they take that leap anyway. And they do it because, really, that life they were in, it doesn't do it for them anymore. It doesn't tick the boxes. It doesn't allow them to live the lifestyle they crave to live. And it doesn't allow them to be the person they want to be and to make the impacts in the communities and the world that they want to have. And I'm not saying they want to be out there and change the world in a humongously big way, but in their own way, they want to be part of a movement that helps the world be a better place to live in. And most of the women I work with, in fact, I can't think of one there isn't, has that social aspect or that other side to them. And that's a side that they are actively promoting in their businesses. So they may be a bookkeeper or a virtual assistant or a coach, but part of the reason they're doing it is they want to use those resources they're earning and that time they're saving from not being in a corporate job to do something else as well. And that's often something for the community and the world.
And do you find that, like a lot of the women I work to, and I talk to a lot of business women, you know, why they've gone into business, and there's various reasons, but a lot of them are just finding, one, they don't have the lifestyle they want. So whether it's just they've had babies or got a family, or they've got now an empty nester and they're not enjoying how their life's going and they want it to go a different way, so it's lifestyle. Or two, it's just they don't know who they are. They're not happy doing, even when they got really high paid jobs, they're just not happy with how their lives are going. And even when they go into business, they know there's risk, they know it's difficult, but to them it's a better way of being, knowing that they're happier within themselves.
Yeah, it is about lifestyle. It's about achieving. It's about living a life they crave. You know, every one of them, when they leave, it's an informed decision. Something's missing in their life. And they're usually at a point when they can define that. they can actually define what's missing in their life. I'm not saying they've resolved what to do about it, right? And that's something I work with business owners often is, okay, you know, what is your why? You know, what is your success story? Because what's happened with those women is they've changed their success story. The success story was, you know, go to work for a company, raise up the ladder, earn money, buy a house, have children, keep going up the ladder, get to, you know, whatever level of management you can get within the area you're working in, and you're a success. And a lot of the women have got to a point in their business careers where they've gone, this is rubbish. Mm. Like, this doesn't do it for me anymore. And I do not feel successful. I just feel beaten down and unsatisfied. You know, I just can't, and I can't get where I want to be. I cannot get where I want to be. There's just so many blocks to me getting where I want to be. You know, I go away and I take parental leave. I come back, I'm 2 years behind again. I've got to start almost again. Yes, they saved my job for me, but in the time I've been away, it's been restructured. I've been moved sideways. I've been moved down. My position's been moved out to the side. You know, it's just so hard to get ahead. It's just so hard to make progress. They don't feel fulfilled, you're right. And they don't feel, there's a disconnect. A lot of the women I talk to, there is a disconnect between their values as a person and the values of where they're working. It's just a disconnect.
Yeah.
And I think they get to a point in their lives where the dissonance is just too big. And, you know, they want to spend more time with family, more time with their children. They just want different things. And they don't want to work where they've been eating up, you know, 60 hours a week work, you know, 40 hours at the coal face and 10 or 15 hours after hours and texts coming in all the time. They just don't want that anymore. Now, people will say to me, but, you know, starting a business is like that. But you know what? It depends what sort of business you're working in and what sort of business you start. You can have, it's up to you. You decide. And I do work with people that have quite successful businesses. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, they hit this, you know, the magical six-figure stuff. Who are working 25 hours and 30 hours a week. So they're getting, I'm not saying there aren't compromises. There's always some compromises, but they're closer to where they want to be.
When you see these women wanting to move out of, you know, their jobs and into that, it's sort of like a calling for them. We were talking earlier about some stats and stuff too, that more women are doing it, aren't they? Do you think it's because it's that move away from that, well, what we previously called the masculine world? It's that masculine way of doing business, and now they want to go, no, I don't have to be like that. I want to do it from my heart or from a more feminine way. Or what do you think it is that's actually making, because the stats are quite high, aren't they?
The stats are quite high now, aren't they? Yeah, they really are. It's actually really interesting. I think, I was saying to you before, I think there's a stat that came out recently, I think last week, that said 50.4% of the workforce in America is now women. There are more women working in America than men. And, you know, there's a lot of other countries coming to that sort of space as well. And I think it's interesting. It's a challenge, I think. I think some women work still quite well and are very happy in the corporate world. And I think that's the thing. There are different journeys and courses for different people. But also there are different journeys and pathways for different phases of your life. And I think that is very much something I see. Women in their 50s have often had enough of corporate life, right? And they're moving away. It's to do with values. It's to do with, as I said, lifestyle they crave. Also, they're prepared to put the effort in. They do the hard yards, but they do business in a different way. You're absolutely right. You know, you won't get many women in business doing cold calling, all right? You won't see them doing cold selling, all right? Selling is a conversation. They have conversations with people. Whether they're selling a product or they're selling a service, they're having a conversation. They're building connections. And they go about business in a different way. It's just the way it is. You know, it's a gentler way of doing business. But you know what? It gets the results nonetheless.
Yeah.
Right? It gets the results. We're not talking about women who are, there is this pink ghetto. It's very, very hard to get going in your business. very hard to get your roots down and get your foundations in place and leverage those to make money and then leverage those to upscale and up-level. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, building your business in the beginning, when you want to upscale or grow it, you can't keep doing things the same way. So you're learning all the time. And I think women love that challenge, by the way. Mm. You know, most women come to me, I work with men and women, but the people that come to me are ready to grow their business. So they've got a business and they're ready to take it to the next step, take it to the next level, earn more money, expand their reach. And to do that, they have to work smarter and they have to be prepared to do things like outsource and automate and try new things and learn new things. And it's, you know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, building a business is an adventure.
Mm.
It's really an adventure. And I know you're into adventure, but it really is an adventure. You know, you learn as you go. You learn the stuff you're good at. You learn the stuff you're bad at. You learn the, you know, where you need to get help. You go, you know, up the, you know, gently up the slopes, and then you slide down because you've got a challenge that you weren't expecting. And then you've got to scale up the heights because, you know, you need a rope ladder. It's that steep. But it is. It's an adventure. And you're learning all the time. And I think that appeals to a lot of women as well. I think that appeals. Being their own boss appeals to them. It appeals to them.
Yeah, definitely. And yes, I am definitely into adventure, which you know. And that's what I found with a lot of women that I've talked to. They love that learning and they love that blossoming into that business owner who's actually successful. A lot of them, when I first meet the ones that are starting out, you can see their struggle, but they're determined. They've got that determination, I think. And when I talk to them about, see, that's an adventure. Make sure you're having fun, and because there's so much out there that's fun. And yes, we're going to suck at stuff, yeah, because we're not all great at everything in our businesses. So I'm just loving how women are sort of taking that on now, because more and more are going, right, I have to get their skills, or this is where I work really well, so I'll get someone else in to help me where I don't. They're starting to realise that.
Yeah, and they are. They're building networks, aren't they?
Yes.
And the other thing I find really good is that women are very good at leveraging across networks too.
Yes.
You know, getting to know people and going, okay, guys, I need a bookkeeper or I need an accountant. Who do you recommend? You know, word of mouth is huge. You know, testimonials are huge. I don't think I advertised for anything anymore, really. I don't put a, you know, if I want somebody, if I need a school set, I just go to my network and I go, hey guys, I'm looking for a person and do this sort of stuff. Who can you recommend? And I'll get inundated. You know, I've worked with, and it's real testimonials. It's people they've worked with. They know. You know, they come pre, you know, lovely warm leads, aren't they?
Yes.
It's wonderful. But yeah, it's a different way. It's a slightly different way of doing business. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think women are collaborators too. They love to collaborate and work together on projects. And I think that's really important to have that support of somebody else. I mean, once you pick the right person, you have to be careful because you don't always get on with everyone. You have differences of direction that you might want to go. Yeah. But the collaborations that I'm seeing now in the networks around me, people, like women are getting together and going, right, let's do this together. And they're getting so much more done because they are collaborating with other women.
Absolutely. They absolutely are. I mean, you know, just look at the virtual summits and that you see around the place. I mean, you know, a lot of them, you see men in them, but a lot of them are coordinated by women, you know, and it's just, it's great fun. And I don't know many business women who don't have a business bestie, who's a woman who's standing beside them, or two, you know, someone who's got two or three. I've got a couple, really lucky. But, you know, they partner up. And they may not be in the same industry, but they're on similar parts of the journey, or someone usually, you know, some parts above or beyond, but in the same sort of circle. And it's great. It's absolutely wonderful stuff. And I always say to women who come to work with me when they're new or, you know, they're struggling, you know, who's your business bestie? And if they haven't got one, we work to find a business bestie, somebody who they can partner up with, because it's a lonely job. You know, when you're the heart and soul of your business, it can be a lonely job, you know, especially when you're starting out, because there's so much hard yakka to do to put those foundations in place. And sometimes you just need somebody who you can say to, you know, should I do this or should I do that? What do you think? Or, you know, I'm looking at a tool set to do automated email funnels. These are the six tool sets. What have you heard about them? You know, these are the six I'm looking at. It's just great to have somebody to bounce ideas off and talk to.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic. Now, on the flip side of that, I have noticed too that women find it difficult to be visible and to, you know, because social media especially is so important when you're in a small business and you own a business. Because as you said, they're the heart and soul of that business. They are that person. So people want to see who you are and know more about you before they can know, like, and trust, as we've heard all the time. So do you find that too, that sometimes they just, that's the bit they might struggle with, putting themselves out there all the time? Because if you've been in a corporate job or whatever, you can hide away. You don't have to be the face of your business.
Yeah.
Now they are the face, aren't they?
They are. And visibility, there's two or three major challenges for one. One is visibility, absolutely right. And part of that too is not raising your head about a parapet and being seen is, you know, am I going to be judged? And am I going to be found wanting? And is it good enough? You know, the number of women that will say to me, oh, is my product good enough? Or is my, I don't know if it's good enough. And I'm going, crikey girl, you've been doing this for 35 years. I don't know anybody who's more expert than you. But, you know, am I going to be good enough? And so it is really hard. I think it's having the confidence to know that you're in the right place. So there is so many avenues out there that you can be seen on social media, and let's not forget in person, because that's a critical component as well. And the really important thing is to really understand the problem you're solving and what that means to the people who need you. And then to understand, where do I find those people? Because I work with ladies who sometimes will come to me and they go, oh, I'm on Instagram. I go, is your audience on Instagram? I wouldn't have thought they were there. And they go, no, but I've got, you know, 8,000 followers on Instagram. Well, great, but your people aren't there. So, you know, be in the place where your people are and then find out how you can raise your, you know, raise your head above the parapet. We are so, you know, in a way, social media is a good thing and a bad thing. Mm. The good thing is it's a great place to get your message out there. The bad thing is people often feel like they're being judged and found wanting. Mm. And, you know, it's really hard thing to get over. You know, when I say get visible, I don't mean one post a week on your Facebook business page. I'm talking about Facebook business page every day, right? I'm talking about posting in Facebook groups. I'm talking about getting out and networking in person. You know, visibility is multi-layered. And it's understanding that. So that's one problem women have. The other one is that, can I just mention the perfection thing?
Yes.
All right. Can I just mention that? Because, you know, perfection has a good side. It really does have a good side, okay? I mean, it does. I mean, the energy behind perfectionism comes mainly from the desire to avoid failure. But perfection isn't all a bad thing, because setting high personal standards and working hard towards them, that's a good thing. I think most people would say that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Where it comes is a bad thing is when it stops people in their tracks, you know, because it's not perfect enough. You know what? Perfection isn't flawless. And I say that to people and I go, what do you mean? I go, well, perfection isn't flawless. The bad side is a flaw. So, you know, it's not flawless, you know. But, and I will say to people, now you've got to move past it, you know, like play first. I've got four phrases I use. One is play first and edit later. Just have fun with it. Make it an adventure, right? Yeah. The other one is, you know, don't judge. Go with the flow. You know, stop telling yourself it's not good enough. Just go, actually, this could be good enough. Let's put it out there and see what happens, you know. Another one is, you know, launch now, because you are never, ever, ever going to be ready, ever. Right? We like to think, oh, you know, I'm going to be readier, but we're never ready. And the last one is my favorite, done is better than perfect, right? Yes. I'm all for imperfect action. Get out there and just freaking do it, because people are waiting for it, right? So that's two. And the last one is, for me, for women, is just be brave enough to be you. Just you. You know, the people that work with me warts and all, right? Because I am who I am, all right? And that's what they're looking for, somebody like me, So whether you're selling a product or a service, you don't have to be anybody else but you. You don't have to be that perfect person on Instagram, right? You can be just you. You don't, you know, there's a tweet going on around the other day I was seeing, and it had a picture of Dolly Parton, and it said, this is the Twitter Dolly Parton, this is the Instagram Dolly Parton, the Facebook Dolly Parton, and the TikTok Dolly Parton, and they were four personas. And I thought, you know, you can be the same person on all those things and just be you.
Yeah.
That's so much easier. For me, it's so much easier. Yeah, so they're the four major challenges I see most women having. But, you know, they're surmountable. It's about mindset. You know, most of the stuff is around just getting it right in your head.
Yeah, definitely. I was very lucky early on in my business having a great mentor who, one, she told me, just say yes and do it, you know, just, and we'll work out how later. She said, stop waiting till everything's perfect and done and to get it out. She said, just get it out and then keep doing it. And, you know, that's the only way you're going to get traction. And the other thing was that she always encouraged me to be my unique adventurous self, because, you know, I was worried that people say, adventure, what does that mean? Is it scary? Is it this? Is it that? And I was thinking, oh, how are they going to see it? Then I've realized, this is me. This is who I am. Yeah. So that's who I put out there now. So, you know, I mean, we're always sort of, sometimes you sort of worry about being judged, but that just, I know how to coach myself through that now and just be myself. You know?
Yeah. And isn't that interesting? Because a lot of women, when I talk to about just being you, they say, but I couldn't be this in my other life, in my corporate life, I couldn't be me.
No, exactly.
And it's really hard to step away from that corporate person and just be you. You know, it's really, really difficult. And I understand that, because if you've been that person for about 30 years or so, you know, it's really hard to unlearn all those patterns. But yeah, just be you is the best advice you can give somebody, really, when they're starting a business. Just be you.
Yeah. Well, great advice, and as much as I'd love to keep talking on this, because it's just so exciting talking about women in business and how they're growing and finding themselves and that, we are at the end of the episode today, so I'd love it if you could let us know, if somebody wanted to know a bit more about what you do, what's the best place for them to contact you or find out more about you?
Okay, there's two places they can find out about me. One is at my website, which is lifestrings, LifeStringsNZ.com. And the other one is you can just look for Deborah Hill, DBRAHILL, on Facebook, and you will find me. I'm a business coach and strategist, so if you click on that particular link, you'll have the right person. And I look forward to hearing from anybody who'd like to contact me.
Well, thanks so much, Deborah. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Igniters, I love talking about the adventure of having your own business. Lots of great tips from Deborah about being a woman in business and making sure you are learning all the time and living your values. If you want to find out more about Deborah, go to her website, www.lifestringsnz.com, or find her on Facebook as Deborah Hill. For more information on getting that adventure into your life and living a life of design rather than by default, go to my website, www.leanneblaney.com.